I'm from Education Bamford, I work in the Bamford Learning Network team, and I'm here to talk to you today about our Pirates of the North project that we're just running in schools. I'm also known as the infamous At Terrible Tina to most, to about 50 Bamford primary schools, where we've run a big video conferencing type project with them. So, what did we do? Me and my captain at Salter Steve, along with our cat Rosa, video conference to about 600 pirates for half an hour once a week for about 6 weeks. The project was completely cross-curricular, although the main aim was to try and engage boys in writing, although we found the girls were just as engaged as everybody else, and also to give schools the opportunity to get into video conferencing and see the opportunities that that gave. Each week there was a different theme, and we were joined by special guests such as that famous pirate chef Nigella Lawless and that famous pirate pop star Cheryl Crow's Nest. And following the what we were talking about that week, the children then had to go away, complete activities. So, once they'd gone and done the activities, they often sent their work then into us so we could then show other schools what they've been up to, their peers had to vote on who was a favourite, they won prizes and that sort of thing. So the competition was really high with the kids, because obviously it was their peers that were voting for the work they were doing. If you do want to find out what happened to Rosa when she went missing, if you have a look on rafflepirate.net, she went on a very exciting adventure on the weekend, if you want to take a look at that. We had flag competitions, and again, the schools won prizes, we went out to see them. And it was absolutely brilliant when you walked in. You could see how engaged the kids were, all the classrooms were decked with ships. They were missing posters dotted around the school. We also did a competition each week, which is the only way I can describe it, as a bit like battleships. So the winning school at the end of it won a geocaching prize with us, and we had 30 little pirates running around this park in Bradford, all doing a geocaching activity, and it was a really nice way to end the project. We are hoping to run the project again. If you check out rafflepirate.net, you'll see a lot more details about it on there. I can't take the whole credit for it. Shoefly Publishing actually did the scheme of work at the beginning, but you can then develop it as far as you want to go with it. So if you want to join in with us again, we'd love to see you all there. It would be great to get some pirates and crews from around different parts of the country. Also, you can message me. I'm at Team Tina, and my captain's at Steve Dale, if you'd like information about setting up your own slot project. Thank you very much.